Welcome to Loud Mouse. It's the podcast where three loud mouths talk about things loudly. I'm FPS Diesel, the brown one, with Brandon, the fat one, and quite.
Thanks.
I feel like we're never going to have a consistent tagline.
We're not. We probably are.
And quite, the one who doesn't play into my jokes. Welcome, Party Pooper.
What did you want me to do? What did you want me to play into that with?
I don't know. Feeling uncomfortable or something. I don't know.
You just expect him to feel uncomfortable.
You just expect me to feel uncomfortable. Diesel, I'm really sensing a lot of hostility in this friendship now.
I'm just a hostile person.
Yeah, I noticed.
Anyways,
ooh, drama.
We hit 5,000 subs on the podcast, so thank you all for subscribing. We have 5 stars on iTunes at the moment. You should review that, by the way. So thank you all for your feedback and things like that.
Yeah, if you guys leave a review on the iTunes page, we might read it in a future episode of the podcast. No promises, because we're not
reading iTunes review.
Nope. Three dudes read reviews of their podcast. No promises, but we might.
That's my next video right there.
Trying to read Loudmouse podcast reviews.
But the podcast did a lot better than we thought it would on the initial launch. We weren't expecting this much support on it, so all of it greatly appreciated. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Not expecting it.
Yee.
Yee.
Okay, now onto the juicy shit. We have Infinity War, and we're not going to spoil anything yet. We're going to talk about spoilers towards the end of the podcast, so if you don't want it to be spoiled, you can just leave when we start talking about it. But all I have to say with no spoilers is it's a very good movie. You should go see it if you haven't.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great direction, great acting, really good pacing, IMO, and like everything was balanced a lot better than I thought it was going to be going in.
Yeah, the characters went well together.
Yeah,
and each character felt like they had enough screen time.
Yeah, I mean, some of them I feel like could, like some of the bigger ones that were like bigger in the past, I feel like could have gotten more screen time. I'll get more into that in the spoilers. But honestly, I kind of had low expectations just because of how many characters there were. Absolutely fucking blown out the water.
There's a lot of characters.
Yeah, there's at least three.
At least three. Between 48 and
we're
three.
We're not spoiling anything. There's at least three characters.
I mean, I thought it was okay. You know, it was an enjoyable 2.5 hours of my life. You know,
I don't know if I'd
see it again, but it was a fun time.
I want to watch it again too, but yeah. I don't want to go buy a movie ticket. So.
I might do that. I don't have friends. I'll go to movies.
I might watch it like next weekend or something because I'm like, I want to.
I was in the theater with like me and just like three other old people. Because it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. Best time to go see a movie.
Really?
10 a.m. Yeah.
There's only three other old people at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was like empty. It was very strange.
I went to an 11 a.m. theater and the whole thing was full.
That's because you went on opening weekend, Brandon.
We went the same day.
Brandon, that was opening weekend.
Yeah, but no, but Diesel's saying his was empty, but I'm saying mine was full. We went around the same time. Oh. And it's just weird that his wasn't more full.
But I went at 10 a.m. on a Monday, Brandon.
Oh yeah, I went Sunday. I forgot you went Monday.
That explains the old people because they're all retired and don't have to worry about jobs.
I'm dying.
Yeah, we know you're dying.
Please get well soon, Diesel. We need you for the podcast.
I need
stage 3 flu.
Drugs. Yeah.
Stage 3 flu. You've been eating any of that romaine lettuce?
Why am I going to eat romaine lettuce? I do have
romaine lettuce has like a, there's like, I forgot what disease it was, but there's like an outbreak of a disease going through like romaine lettuce that's like given several people like a specific, let me look this up. Romaine.
All right, guys, so while Quiet looks that up.
Okay, there was an E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce.
Well, I don't have romaine lettuce, and I don't have E. coli, and also, you're only going to get E. coli if you don't wash your, like, fucking vegetables.
Well, PSA, don't eat romaine lettuce for now.
Yeah, guys.
For now.
Don't.
Yeah, wait till it's clear.
Like, they already recalled that shit, but they're trying to, like, make sure, like, that the infected
they
stuff
really?
Is out.
Where is this at? Is this in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's in the U.S.
It's in Pakistan.
How did I not hear about this?
It was on the news.
I hope one person is sitting there and is like, shit, I gotta check my lettuce.
I hope we saved at least one life.
Yeah, we saved someone's life.
They're in their car. They're in their car driving around, and they're just like,
shit,
I just bought lettuce. It's in my kid's sandwich. Who just removed what from the fucking topics?
No,
what?
I didn't remove anything. I was adding something.
I just see somebody called Anonymous Dumbo Octopus.
Oh!
I'm the Anonymous Dumbo Octopus.
Your story? Okay, we'll get to that,
yeah,
though. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. I forgot to add it earlier.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough about Infinity War with no spoilers.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about, we didn't really need to work on segues. God of War. Really not much to say else except for the game's good. You should probably get it. And it also sold 3.1 million copies in the first 3 days of it being out, which means it's the best-selling PS4 exclusive ever to exist.
Neat.
Which is really impressive, saying that Horizon Zero Dawn got a fuckload of attention for God knows why. It really wasn't that good.
Clearly, the daddy kink is in season this season. That didn't really work out so well.
Diesel, he's a literal child. Stop it.
You can't say that.
I don't have a daddy kink for the child. I was talking about Kratos because he's a daddy.
Dad of boy. The best game to ever exist.
Did you see the headache meme where it's like types of headaches and then like is like migraine, fucking stress, and the last one was like boy, and it was like Kratos' tattoos with the fucking beard.
It was a great meme.
I haven't seen that, but I'm guessing he says boy a lot in the game.
He says it like every time. I didn't know the kid's name for the longest time because all he referred
to
him as
was boy.
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 Boy. I hope there's a super cut of him saying boy. Did you ever play Heavy Rain?
No.
Okay, so there's one part in it when he loses his son. This isn't spoilers because this game is old and it's shitty, but you should play it because it's a David Cage game. But basically,
I've heard about this.
You know the one where he's going around and he's yelling, Sean.
Is that the one where like it glitches and like you can like the prompt shows up in places it's not supposed to?
Fortnite.
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Fortnite does that.
Like, you press X to fucking, like, scream Sean, right? Or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
you press X to scream
and
Sean.
Yeah, like, I was watching a glitch. Like, it was a Screw Attack top 10 when I was, like, 12 or some shit. But I remember, like, they were talking about, like, how there's a glitch that fucking, like, the prompt for that shows up in scenes where it's not supposed to. And you can just scream Sean no matter where you are.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Press X to scream Sean. Fucking great.
He's really screaming Sean. Heavy Rain is such a funny game. So it's Beyond Two Souls. That's the game with Ellen Page.
I've heard about that game. I haven't played it, though.
It is. What's it about? So Ellen Page is like one of the mutants from X-Men, except she gets like a stand from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
So wait, is this like an X-Men?
What?
Wait, what? Is it an X-Men game? What?
No, it's not. It's
X-Men,
neither an X-Men nor
crossover?
A JoJo's game. I'm just explaining it really poorly. But she basically gets a ghost that lets her do whatever the plot demands it, and at one point she joins the CIA, and at another point she's in like a biker bar like trying to rediscover her life, and then she saves the world because she's Jesus. I explained the plot
like
so poorly.
Very interesting game.
At
you
one
start
point,
off as
wait,
a CIA
no, no,
agent
no.
biker bar, then you're Jesus
fucking
then
at
you're
one
Jesus.
Point Ellen Page gets naked and showers, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And then some guy showed up, and then they, like, had sex.
Some guy showed up.
Yeah, there were three guys. There was, like, the angry CIA guy who, for some reason, she liked, because I guess she likes assholes. And then there was, like,
Black and Mr. White from Johnny Test.
There was a Native American. Fuck that show. And then there was a Native American kid who showed up for, like, 15 minutes, but for some reason she loved him. I don't really know why he was in the game. But then she stopped their farm from getting blown away in a tornado.
This sounds like a really bad movie. This just sounds like a really bad movie, the way you're describing it.
All David Cage games are just really bad movies.
That you press buttons.
Aren't they like visual? Yeah, they're like the visual novel type thing, huh?
They were like a, where it's like, they're like a Telltale game, but the choices really don't matter.
Okay, so, well, Telltale actually had a thing that exposed them for the choices not mattering not that long ago.
Yeah, no shit. Like,
but they felt like they mattered.
They felt like they mattered.
Yeah, they feel
point.
Like they mattered, but like,
and that's really all you have to do, sell the emotion.
Yeah, but now that the emotion's gone, I don't give a shit.
I didn't know that they didn't matter until now, Brandon. So like, you killed the emotion for me. Thanks. I hate
well,
you.
Sorry.
I mean,
I totally played a Telltale game, but beyond The Walking Dead episode 1 in 2012. I have definitely done that.
I played the same one,
dude. I cried my eyes out.
Never played another one
in The Walking Dead game season 1.
I only played episode 1 because it was free on Xbox Live once.
I played episode 1 because I remember seeing Gold Glove play it, and I'm like, I want to play that. And then I bought it, and I played it, and I'm just like, that was good, and I never touched another one.
Yeah, same. Like, I bought the whole first season on Steam, and then like it didn't launch because I couldn't figure out how to, and I gave up.
I literally watch people play the game for me.
It is not the same experience.
I know it's not, but it's just like, but I don't want to play a game, but I want to experience a game, I'll just watch people do it.
Complete sidetrack back to David Cage and beyond
evil. No, it's not Beyond Good and Evil. It's fucking Beyond Two Souls. David Cage's new game, Detroit, which is about racism with robots.
Wait, Detroit become human?
Oh, I know.
We saw it at
PAX
where the lady was in like the box and she was pretending to be a robot.
No, I remember. We saw it at PAX and I'm like, that looks awful.
isn't that more than just like an interactive story though? Like, I thought it was like an actual like third person adventure kind of
movie. You always think those games are going to be action games. I thought fucking Beyond Two Souls was a stealth game where where the Ellen Page used the ghost to sneak into Africa. But that only happened for like 5 minutes.
All that would have been like honestly, I feel like Detroit Become Human could have been cool if it was like would have been more interesting if it was like using those fucking kind of mechanics, like blending you with humans or whatever the fuck, you know.
I don't even know who you play in Detroit.
You play
it's
as
not,
like
it's not
a, out watch yet. Like some of the gameplay trailers. Like you watch.
When does that come out? It's called Detroit Become Human, right?
Yeah, you like play as like some robot thing that looks like a human, and you're like freeing other robots.
Yeah.
And I saw that in the fucking trailer, so I don't know.
It comes out this month, May 25th.
Well, that
maybe
was,
we could buy it and play it or some shit.
Yeah,
know.
I'm gonna buy
it. Yeah, I don't think that. You know what we need to finish, Diesel?
Oh yeah, Way you Out.
Know? Yeah, we need to finish Way Out. Yeah.
Brandon, when was the last time we played Monster Hunter?
A long time ago.
We have to.
I'm really hoping.
I really need to get
we
back
do.
To shit.
There's so much shit to play though. Look,
yeah,
I still
I know. Like
I still
a...
haven't played Far Cry. I still haven't finished God of War. I still haven't played. We still haven't finished A Way Out. That game was great. Like Diesel, we need to finish that shit. We wanted to finish it before PAX. It's way past PAX. What else am I finished? Monster Hunter. Like I have like 5 games I'm currently playing, and I'm just spending all my time on fucking Fortnite. Fucking Fortnite.
Fucking. I was about to kill Nergigante with Mac, and then I couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, we need to get back into that game. I just haven't, I don't know, I haven't really felt like it. I really want it on PC. I hate having to turn on a console and switch my monitor to just the HDMI to play on console. I don't like it. It's annoying.
I mean, do you,
one
like,
of the
do you have
why
to,
I
like,
the Switch.
Do you have to, like, switch out the actual cables, or do you just press the buttons on the side?
I press the buttons, but it's still annoying, because I don't know how to, I don't know how to navigate it, because the buttons are always fucking
so
confusing. It is annoying. I should. Brandon. I wish I didn't have to do that. That's what annoys me.
I shouldn't have to.
I shouldn't have to press buttons. It should just be on PC. All right.
Oh my god.
I hope to God they put Monster Hunter on the PC and have a character crossover option, because if they don't, I'm going to be very upset, because it comes out in September on the PC, and if I can't switch, fuck, that's going to be annoying.
Bruh.
Holy shit!
If they don't like, I'd rather play Monster Hunter controller anyways.
Yeah, but it's like. Then the people who have waited out all this time want to play, right? Because and then they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, well,
play with us because we're going to
play
console
with like whoever's like been holding out on us. Like Kappa was holding that, wasn't he?
Yeah, so is Anna. I mean, like, fuck. Why don't they? They should just make character transfer. Just saying. GTA did it. Monster Hunter, you do it too.
If they have fucking crossplay, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, they're not going to do that though. There's no crossplay for Xbox. Actually, Sony and Xbox hate each other though, so there might be crossplay.
Maybe PC. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, let's talk about passwords now.
Passwords. There was a Twitter password.
Passwords. All right, this pissed me off because, okay, so Twitter claimed that there was a bug that stored your text in a plain text format with zero encryption at all. So basically, Twitter had like
stored your text.
Like, stored your text. Stored your password with plain text in their database. So basically, like, put it in perspective, right? Imagine you have a notepad in your computer, right? And you have your password in there. That's the equivalent of what Twitter did. That is the equivalent.
Except it was 330 million accounts.
Yeah, it was every single account
ever
really
just on Twitter. Just a really big
notepad. Just a really big notepad file.
It was a really big notepad. So, recommendation, if you use Twitter, change your password, because they're too fucking incompetent to encrypt your passwords. And they said it was a bug, which doesn't make any sense at all. A bug, yeah, a bug where it stores your text, your password in plain text. Yeah, that's going to happen. So... change your password.
Yeah, and after you change your password, make sure to go to @loudmouse on Twitter and follow us.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter as well.
@loudmouse_.
Good plug.
@loudmouse_.
@loudmouse_, because some sports talk show that hasn't fucking posted anything in 3 years is the @loudmouse. So, great.
Do you want to not provoke them?
I'm not provoking
them. Oh, yeah. We're going to bring them such a large audience. I mean...
That's
like,
that's not Diesel.
Don't
that's not the point. Diesel, that's
saying.
Not the point. I'll explain it later.
Are you? Do you think I'm stupid?
No, but there's like
I think Quite thinks I'm stupid.
Oh my god, Diesel, shut the fuck up.
I'm being aggressive.
I know. It's annoying because you're annoying because you have glasses and you're gay.
This is a great podcast.
You're right.
Because you have glasses and you're gay.
I'm hella homosexual.
Are you, though?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
I can vouch for Diesel. He's gay.
I'm
at least a little bit.
Just clarify, gay. I'm not. Memes aside.
Diesel's gay.
Just so you know, guys, I'm not actually gay. I'm not gay. I don't fuck with that gay shit, bro. As long as you say no homo, it's not gay.
No homo, oh guys. Like, God. I don't hate the gays, but I ain't gay.
What like, quiet. I saw what did this, you say I saw this, like, when we had sex? Oh, as long as it's, like, in 200 feet of a gym, it's not gay.
I saw this fucking, like, I saw this fucking, you know the guy from The Lonely Island, the main guy?
Yeah, Michael Cera.
Yeah, he, no, not Michael Cera, you fucking, what?
Andy
Michael
Samberg.
Cera? No, well, okay, so he made a song with Pink, and, like, it was, like, it was kind of a parody of fucking Macklemore's, like, gay, like, same loves, or whatever the fuck, like, different beat and shit, but same kind of concept, but, like, he was, like, talking about how he supported the gays, and then, like, every time, like, in between every line, he'd just say, not gay. Like, he said, not gay, I'm straight, like, just, like, to assert that he's not gay, but he supports the gays, but he's not gay, bro.
Yeah, it's
fucking
like
love that music video.
How interesting.
This is going to be a really interesting episode of the podcast.
This is a great episode. What are you talking about?
This is every episode at this point. This is going to be every episode.
So,
I'm calling it now.
Is that all we wanted to say about Fortnite? Not Fortnite.
That wasn't Fortnite passwords.
I was trying Fortnite to segue into Fortnite.
Oh. Well, speaking of Fortnite passwords, does anybody else get an email like every other day because bots keep trying to crack their fucking account to get their skins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so annoying. They're not gonna crack my password, but they keep trying.
Yeah,
so.
And like I get an email like every single day from Epic telling me, please secure your account. Help us secure your account.
I see. I would authenticate two-step, but whenever I go to the email to authenticate two-step, you know what it tells me?
What?
It's like, hey, your account's been locked because of false logins. And I'm like, great! I went to the thing from the email, and it's still not letting me. So, that was fucking retarded. But, yeah, Fortnite hackers suck. Season 4 is okay, though.
Are they bots or are they actual hackers, you think? Like, just people
I think they're bots trying to brute force accounts to sell them and sell them with skins and shit. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. I think they're just trying to brute force. Because I see it everywhere. Everyone's getting their fucking accounts attempted to be brute forced. So I'm assuming it's just someone brute forcing accounts with, like, simple passwords like, my name Jeff123 or some shit.
My name Jeff123.
There is somebody out there who has that. I'm calling.
Now you have to change your password.
It's definitely not me. It's not me.
I have to change my password.
Brandon, you blew my fucking cover.
Sorry, Koi. I didn't know your password was that simple.
It's not simple. The thing is, nobody fucking thinks my password would be my name, Jeff123.
That's true. No one would expect it to be that simple.
Because it's so stupid.
It is pretty stupid. Yeah, but then Fortnite Season 4 as a whole is interesting. There's superpowers now in it. Diesel, have you played any of it?
I have not played any of Season 4.
Okay,
so Tilted, spoiler alert, Tilted's not gone. There's a small meteor in Tilted now. That's it, though. And just then the crater. Meteors.
Man,
tease. Yeah, and then basically they got rid of Dusty Depot. That's gone. It's now called Dusty Divot, and there's a huge crater in it now, and the crater holds these, like, stones that you crush, and it gives you temporary super jump and
speed. Yeah, you can jump real high, and you're super floaty and stuff. It's, like, when I saw what, like, I was in a call with Brandon working on something, and then, like, Anna was fucking screen sharing her, and, like, when I was watching it, I was like, that's fucking Saints Row. That's Saints Row 4.
It literally, like, was Saints Row. Like, that is the equivalent.
Like,
so.
It looks so much like it. Like, the way the fucking, yeah. Like, even the way the guns handle and shit, it's weird. I haven't played
overall,
Saints Row 4.
You haven't played Saints Row 4?
Nah, I've been playing
three. I think Diesel and I played it a long time ago.
Did
we play that game together?
We did. Co-op on that. That was way back.
That game was so fucking fun to mess around in.
Yeah,
but it's like
it was the same way with 3.
I felt like they gave up on that though, because it was so like out of the norm for Saints Row.
Wasn't Saints Row 4 like a bunch of like what was supposed to be DLC for 3 and then like meshed together with some other stuff?
Yeah.
I don't.
It was supposed to be DLC. So, yeah. And then it was like, wow, this is really big. I guess we'll just make another game.
And then GTA 5 got delayed, so they're like, perfect!
Perfect! We can get the sales before GTA 5 is out. When do you guys think GTA 6 is going to come out?
I don't know. When GTA 5 stops being profitable, so probably not for a long-ass time.
They just dropped the Red Dead trailer. But, like, yeah.
That's true.
And GTA 5 stuff being profitable.
I haven't watched that yet. I need to watch that.
Popular.
So
how about that pooping?
I saw this on Reddit, and I'm like, this is the best fucking story you could ever come up with.
How about you explain like it, then, for the people who don't understand what pooping
just
is?
Read the
okay,
title.
So
just read
basically,
the title.
I'll read the title. Mystery pooper at a New Jersey high school track turned out to be a superintendent, cops say. So a superintendent was pooping on the track at a New Jersey high school.
That isn't the most Family Guy headline I've ever read. I don't know.
Why yeah, on the school's
that's
track?
That's basically it. I don't know. No gym.
Gym.
No gym.
A track, but no gym in New Jersey. So he poops on the track. That makes total sense.
I don't know why.
But there's clearly just toilets inside. Like, maybe,
okay, let
maybe
me ask this.
Close.
Let me ask this. Have any of you, did any of you have a kid at school who would shit on random places?
No.
And then you never had a kid shit somewhere that they weren't supposed to.
I mean, I've had people, I've walked into like a stall and seen that they missed the seat, or not the seat.
Yeah, but like
seat.
Not in random places.
Oh, that's it? Oh.
Dude, I walked into a bathroom.
It's like schools are decently big. Maybe I just haven't heard about all of it. But
there was
like,
a kid in my middle school who smeared shit in the wall.
Jesus Christ, Brandon.
I've seen weird shit when I walk into the bathrooms at like my high school where
it was smeared
gross.
On like the wall in the bathroom.
Not that bad though. That's
he's just drawing fuck. Really he's bad. Like trying
yeah,
to
that
recreate.
That wasn't in high school. It was in middle school.
He was trying to recreate the fucking Da Vinci painting.
Oh, I've seen
on, like,
shit like that
chapel.
In high school though.
I haven't seen shit like that in high school. Actually, I've seen some shit in high school, but nothing like that.
I've seen some shit.
Stop it.
There were people who would shit in places they weren't supposed to in high school, but it was mostly middle school.
Where are they pooping in your high school, Brandon?
just not in the toilet. Just, that's basically
well,
it.
Well, yeah, probably, if you noticed it wasn't in the toilet the fence
like,
first.
Like, there was one kid who shit around like the track. He wasn't on the track, but it was around the track, like around the outside where like the basketball courts and shit are. That happened. There was one in the locker room one time as well, in the showers.
Okay.
So
you know what I'm thinking? You know how like auditoriums, like a lot of times they'll have like rafters above them.
Yes, someone like, shits in that.
Like, imagine if someone just shit up there, and then like they're doing like a fucking school play or something, and like it's like just slowly liquefying because it's so fucking hot up there, and then it just fucking like falls through the cracks out of like one of the parrot's noses or some shit.
That is fucking disgusting. Why did you make me visualize that?
I don't know. Like the thought just popped into my head. No, it hasn't happened. I'm just like thinking about
it
in my head.
It was very elaborate. Are you sure that doesn't happen?
It definitely hasn't happened at my school. At least not that I know of.
All right, if you say so.
Listen, if it happened, I would be the first to fucking admit it, because that would be hilarious, but...
That has happened somewhere.
It has to have.
It has to.
Somebody has to at least have, like, shit it in, like, the corner of one, and then, like, the smell just lingers forever.
You know where I bet that's happened before? Where? Probably India.
Why?
Okay, because I remember there was an article about an Indian airline. So there was an Indian airline, right? And there's like insect problems apparently in India. And there's an Indian airline, and basically there was like swarms of mosquitoes in a flight, right? And this dude complained about mosquitoes in the flight, right? And the video is literally just a bunch of people swatting mosquitoes, right? And the dude complained to the staff on the plane, "Hey, there's mosquitoes in my flight. What's wrong?" And then he got dragged off the fucking plane because he complained about mosquitoes.
Everybody else puts up with it, bro. Why are you getting mad?
Yeah, and then, like, the fucking flight company responded on Twitter, and they're just like, "Hey, we're sorry about this. Sometimes, though, we can't spray the plane with, like, bug-killing agent, so sorry."
That's an awful response.
"We're sorry, but we can't do shit."
Yeah, that was basically it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happened in India before. Fucking mosquitoes in a plane. Imagine that happening in the U.S. The fucking outrage. Like, holy shit.
I feel like that would be, like, illegal here.
Yeah, they'd be trending on Twitter because everything trends on Twitter. Airlines seem to be having a lot more problems lately. Like, United's killed, like, two people and a puppy. Southwest had a...
Oh, my gosh!
They did!
Did they kill them? I didn't think they killed them.
They killed people? I didn't hear that.
No, yeah, no, okay. I don't think they kill people.
They
just
killed people,
brutalized
them up
them.
And dragged them off the plane.
They brutalized them. That's for sure.
They did kill a puppy. They did. That did happen.
And then they shipped the puppy. And then like the day after, they fucking accidentally like shipped a puppy off to Japan instead of Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
United's
awful. United's fucking awful. But like they killed one of the dogs because some dumbass employee just thought it'd be a great idea to put this puppy in an overhead bin with no air circulation. And apparently
That's not funny, I'm not laughing at that.
The entire time on the flight, the fucking puppy was crying, but they wouldn't let it out. And then eventually the whimper stopped.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that.
And then eventually the whimper stopped. And then they got off the plane, it was dead. And it's just like, oops, we killed your dog. And also, it was like a really expensive dog, too. Like, the puppy cost, like, $3,000 or something. So, like,
they
killed this family's dog. And then on top of that, it was an expensive dog. So fucking retarded. I don't know how you fuck up as an airline that bad. What else did happen? Southwest had a crash that was recent. I think one person might have died, or at least one person was injured. I forgot what happened. I think the cabin depressurized.
Well, then, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and then, like, what? I forgot what happened, but something happened with that, and it was like, let me look it up. Southwest plane. It's most fucking
cool. I thought it was, like, a window bursted, like, open. And
yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was. And
yeah,
then
okay, somebody was sucked out that tiny airplane window.
Yeah, and then recently in the time, another Southwest plane was forced to make an emergency landing. I fly Southwest most of the time, so that's kind of worrying.
I mean, I feel like all airlines have like things like that, like where they have to do that all sometimes.
Oh, so. Yeah, for sure, because it's just like there's just safety problems with planes in general, because it's like you're how many feet in the air? Like 30,000 feet
it's,
in the air?
The thing is, it's like it's just so much statistically safer than like every other mode of transportation. It's like it's just irrational.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like everyone has like these like phobia of like planes and shit, but you're way more likely to get in a car crash.
Like you're more likely to die on the way driving to the airport than you are on the plane.
Yeah, and like it's like 1 in 100 or something. You'll end up in a car crash.
Something like that.
At some point in your life. Like it's pretty fucking high. So that was interesting. So I don't know how we trailed off from Mystery Pooper at a New Jersey high school and the planes crashing, but we did.
Okay, so it went something like poop dripping, mosquitoes on planes, and then we...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When you brought up the Indian airline, I thought you were going to be like, oh, somebody shit on an Indian airplane.
That's probably happened before, too.
I believe that. Didn't they
have,
like,
you said, like, the mosquitoes on the plane.
I saw a thing on Reddit of the fucking... What are they called? Are they called the lab... Like, what are they called? On the planes. The toilets. They're called... they're called something else. Yeah. I saw a picture on Reddit. One of them leaked. And there was like sewage.
Oh my god.
Like, let me see if you can find it. There was like fucking sewage on the plane. And it was like going down the aisle and shit.
That's awful.
Yeah, 1 second. They didn't empty it and it overflowed.
Oh god.
Yeah.
And then you stuck with that for the rest of the flight. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me. You guys know how like on charter buses they absolutely emphasize not to poop in them because the smell stays?
Yeah.
Does this it's like the planes don't have the same thing, do they?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Like I've never pooped on a plane because it's kind of weird, except for like long flights, but other
isn't there like isn't there like a thing if you fart in a plane the smell sticks on it because of circulation?
I'm sure, but it's kind of like unavoidable at some point somebody's going to fart
on
that plane.
I have definitely been on planes and people have farted and I did not.
Yeah, people have most certainly farted on planes.
Yeah. I got super lucky on my flight back from Boston, by the way. There was, like, no one on the plane.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were going to say nobody farted.
No, no one farted, at least from my knowledge. But each flight had, like, 50 people who missed it. Especially on the layover one, because it got delayed. And it said it was delayed an hour longer than it was supposed to be. So tons of people missed the flight.
Oops!
So that was good. So I think we've talked enough about planes. Let's talk about... a story from a meth lab.
Okay, no, somebody had asked me to tell this story, and I'm actually really surprised.
Quiet, have you heard this before?
Nope.
Oh, this could be interesting then. I've heard this a million times, but go Diesel.
Yeah, no, so somebody asked me to tell this story, So this happened my senior year of high school, and of course it involves a goth girl, because when does it not involve a goth girl with FPS Diesel? Yeah, but like I used to work as like a intern cinematographer, and we needed extras, and one of the extras was like this goth girl. So, you know, like long story short, I get a number, and she's like, oh, how about you come up here, and we can like hang out at my place. So I totally thought like we were gonna smash because I'm 18 and full of raging hormones. But then she follows it up with, oh, I'll bring some of my friends and you bring some of your friends. And like, I thought she was propositioning me for an orgy.
Oh my right? God.
And so I grabbed two of my friends, right? One is named Lewis and the other one we call Khakis. So we Lewis. Hop in Khakis' car and we drive
Khakis.
Down. Yeah, Khakis. So you know what the windows like vista background looks like the rolling yeah. hills? Yeah, yeah, we're like there. That's where she lives, middle of nowhere. And you know, we're just kind of like hanging out with her at first, and then we're talking to Larry. I don't know who Larry is or what his relation to the girl is, but as we're walking away, Larry yells at us and says, she's 16, just so you know. So by that moment, I was already like, well, this is fucking creepy. And then everything seemed pretty normal until we got to, shit, I could just use the real names. Who gives a shit?
No, fucking, don't use the real names. Don't do that.
Okay. How many, how, really, really?
Yes, really, don't use the
real names. Yes, really, don't use the real names.
All right. So we get to Cindy's house. So we roll up to this house, and we think, like, it's a pretty big house, you know? And then she says, no. Cindy lives there. And she points to her right, and it's essentially this, like, Home Depot shed. Like, she lives in, a Home Depot shed. And so we get into this place. This is the dirtiest house I have ever been in my entire life. There were stacks and piles of clothes taller than me, and I'm 5'9". Right, it was nasty. I could sit on her toilet. Right, this is how small it is. Quite, it is so small. I could sit on her toilet, put my legs up from her toilet, and reach her kitchen counter.
Oh,
that's how small it is.
That's smaller than like an RV.
So as we're standing in this like small weird house that smells like eggs, this girl comes out of nowhere. Pulls a door out of a closet, like a full-size door, and props it up against this side of the house. And she says, don't go in there. There's a bird sleeping. Really, there's a bird sleeping? So then why are you banging around a fucking full-size door? Turns out that was, like, the meth lab part.
Oh.
But, you know, we're just kind of, like, hanging out for a bit. And then Bob shows up. Bob is a felon. There's a warrant for his arrest in a state. Bob is also Cindy's father because Bob was like a drug smuggler for some reason. That's what she told us. She was very proud of it. And then we're sitting in there.
You go, Sydney.
we're eating pizza, right? And Lewis drops pizza on his jeans. And he's like, got any napkins? Cindy gets very angry and annoyed and looks at him and says, you don't have any napkins. We have toilet paper. And so Lewis just wipes it off on his jeans. He's like, oh, no, thank you. And, you know, the girl that I had went to see was not all she had claimed to be. She was also really, really high. And the house was so dirty. Guys, I'm just remembering this now, but their kitchen sink, oh my god, there were like roaches on the dishes. It was dirty. It was so dirty. It was nasty. Oh, and she lived there with her boyfriend.
Trump. You said like Trump now.
It was very dirty. It was a shithole. It was a shithole. And then I went back a second time after we left the meth lab.
Someone take a shit in the rafters?
Because I'm a crazy person. So the second time we go back, not the girl I had went to see, but we're all kind of like sitting there in a park now, the second time after we go back, and a fucking old man with like a Pomeranian walks out of the woods as like they're making a bowl. So like they're packing a bowl, and this old man with a Pomeranian walks out, and I shit you not, he says, "Hello, fellow young people." Anyway, what? We're sitting in the park, and all the girls we had went with are like really high right now. But Cindy went from having a boyfriend to being engaged in the period of 2 weeks since I last saw her. And Cindy, one, invites me to her wedding. And two, also says, "I will pay you $100 if you hold this girl down while I stab her because she's been talking to my fiance." I thought she was joking. So I laughingly said yes. And then Cindy followed up with, "Really, you can handle me stabbing a bitch?" And I said, "You're serious?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like, you know what jail's like, right? Like, that's bad." And she's like, "I've been to jail before. They got an Xbox in the living room." Like, "Well, maybe you should tell your man to stop macking on these hoes instead of stabbing these hoes."
You're stabbing them.
Yeah. So after that, we were like, "Yeah, we'll be right back." And we hop in our car and we never come back. But yeah, that was the time I ended up having to go to a meth lab because I wanted to get with a goth chick.
How did you know it was a meth lab?
Because it smelled like sulfur and they wouldn't let me in the other room.
Pretty safe to assume like at that point.
They said it was a bird.
Oh, I don't know. It smelled like meth, and there's a room that they specifically didn't want me to go in behind a fucking door.
Out of all the things to make up, they used a bird. They could have just, like, you know, set a dog, you know, dogs in there, and then, like, it doesn't like intruders.
Yeah,
it would be a lot worse.
Yeah, but, like, the weirdest part was, like, the fact that they propped the door up against it. It didn't even fit the door frame. It was too big. Like, I didn't sit on clothes. Like, I sat on clothes.
I forgot about small the bird room. Part. I forgot about the bird part. It's fucking great.
Yeah, God. That's like really, like, what a weird thing to say. Anyway, I didn't go to the wedding, unfortunately. I was busy with, you know, normal people things. But it was a camo themed wedding.
So that's, it wasn't a themed wedding.
It was themed in camo. Is that a joke? It was themed in camouflage.
Yeah, but there's, but camo's invisible, so there was no theme.
Okay.
Everyone was invisible.
You're not, see, that joke's not funny.
No, it's like the joke you made in, like, you know, like high school every day. It's like there's some kid in camo jeans. It's like, "Hey, he's not wearing pants."
Yeah, well, it's a bad joke. That's why we don't tell it outside of high school.
No, it's a bad joke, but that's why it's funny, because it's an awful, overdone joke.
Anyway, the groomsmen had cut off, like, camo suits. Anyway, Cindy
so
and her
suits.
Husband are now ex-husband and Cindy.
That lasted a long time.
It lasted like 2 years because I followed them on Instagram just to make sure I could keep up with the news.
Keep up with the person who offered me a job.
Yeah. Also, the goth girl I had went to see didn't want to date me and instead dated a busboy at Texas Roadhouse. So, I mean, she really knows how to pick them. Also, the busboy at Texas Roadhouse was like 30 and like, Larry could have not been happy with that age gap. But yeah,
I mean,
so that was the time I went to the meth lab. Quite.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you had fun.
I thought I was going to die. I thought they were going to lynch me.
Exactly.
Was,
fun.
Like brown. It was Confederate
I'm
flags
surprised,
everywhere.
I'm surprised like Lewis went. Knowing Lewis.
I'm surprised Lewis went a second time.
I know.
I mean, the second time we were clearly going with the intention of something weird happening.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty assumed.
Yeah.
It's like, the first time.
I they literally got high, like, in front of a children's birthday party, too.
Oh.
That's great.
In the park?
Yeah, where the old man came out with a Pomeranian. But yeah, so all my stories revolve around me chasing after goth girls, and that was one of my weirdest. So how about that new Post Malone album?
Well, first off, have you even listened to it yet?
Yeah, I have.
I've listened
okay,
to most of it, but
what
not
do you think
of it?
What do you think of it?
I mean,
I think it's his best album.
It has some good songs and not so good songs.
Well, yeah. See, exactly, it's his best album.
What the?
I mean, I listened.
Not
to most
much
of
to
it,
compare it to, is there?
But like, I can't give like my full opinion on it because I've only listened to like the first 2/3 of it.
My opinion, I think Post makes great music, but it's like it's not super my cup of tea. Like, I'll listen to it in the background, and I enjoy listening to it in the background, but it's not something I listen to like to sit down and listen to music, you know.
I mean, I rarely sit down and listen to music. For me, like, sitting down and listening to music is when I'm driving. That's the only time I'll really do that.
Yeah,
like,
instead, you should listen to Loudmouth Podcast while you're driving. Hey.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
I mean,
everyone's going to hear, like, you're going to have the car speakers on, just going to be like, so I went to a meth lab one time.
Just blaring that shit out the speakers. You're, like, banging your head to Diesel, telling the story about how he thought he was going to die.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I have to say about the Post album.
I liked the Nicki Minaj feature. I thought Better Now was really good. Paranoid was dope. The
like
singles
Paranoid
that were released ahead of time were really good. I haven't listened to Candy Paint, so I don't know about that one. But the other
I
Psycho
like
and Rockstar
Paint
were really solid. IMO.
Rockstar is like his biggest banger by far.
Yeah,
his biggest star like single ever.
I've been in the hills, fucking dudes.
Fucking, no, I've been in the hills, fucking dudes.
I think Psycho is a little undercooked as far as
I love Psycho. I absolutely love Psycho.
I think that's one of the weakest.
I disagree, but for me, did you like realize that it was see that it was eligible to go platinum as soon as it was released?
Really?
Yeah, because of how big the singles that were released pre-album were, the promotional singles,
damn,
like how big they were. Like the album was already like eligible
for
platinum.
I didn't know
Post
was that
status.
Mainstream.
Post is super mainstream. Like, any song he releases is like almost a surefire hit.
Damn.
Like you, like Brandon, you do not understand. He is the most streamed artist in the world.
Okay.
he was either the first or second. I can't remember at this point. Like, you have to understand. Like, he was the undercard for Justin Bieber's tour.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
He's huge. Like, Post Malone
is massive. I
didn't know
he was that big. I knew he was big, but I didn't know he was that big, you know?
Yeah, he's just so grounded in, like, this part of the world, like, YouTube and H3 and fucking, like, being friends with Rich Brian. You don't expect it. But he's, like, super fucking mainstream that, like, my white friends, like, who never listen to fucking hip-hop, like, they listen to him.
What do they listen to?
Post Malone. They listen to, like, fucking country
Post
or some shit.
Oh, I hate country music. I fucking hate country music. God damn it. Holy shit.
I can't say I've listened to a whole lot.
I just don't like country music. Whenever someone plays it, I'm just like, oh, come on. Why? Country music's fucking awful. Okay, so is that all we have to say about Post album?
Yeah, I think so.
I enjoy the album.
Yeah,
I think Stoney's
better,
too. Personally.
I haven't listened to all of Stoney either. I just like have a bunch of his singles in rotation on my playlist.
Quite. Why are you highlighting my shit? I'm just looking at fucking ducks. Because I need to read this.
Okay.
Okay, so next up, we have the last podcast episode without the guest, Nerd City. We went over some music suggestions for me. Quite and Diesel both gave me 3 songs to listen to because I am unmusically cultured, and they wanted me to listen to them and give my opinion on them and what I thought about them, and then I'm going to do the same thing next episode. They're going to recommend me more next episode with no guest. So Quite's suggestions were Mantra by Earl Sweatshirt, Collard Greens by Schoolboy Q, and Middle of the Mall by Puya. And then Diesel's were The Cross by Priest, Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. By the way, I've heard that song a million times, just didn't know the name.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and then we have Rats by Ghost. Those are Diesel's. So for Quints, Mantra was okay, in my opinion. It was too slow. I felt like it should have picked up, but it didn't. It never did. It was kind of just like the same beat the entire time. It felt like it should have picked up at some point, but it never did. So that one was okay. I wouldn't add that to a playlist. Collard Greens. I actually liked Collard Greens. I'm probably going to end up putting it on my playlist because it was just kind of like, it was just nice. It was just nice to listen to. I liked it. The beat was on point for that. And then The Middleman by Puya. I didn't like it at all. It sounded like mumble rap. Was that what it says? Oh, Middle of the Mall. My bad. Middle of the Mall. I don't know why I saw middle. I'm like, middleman. But I didn't like it at all. It sounded like mumble rap. The beat was okay, but like I don't like mumble rap at all. So by the way, all these songs link down below if you want to listen to them. Now most of Diesel's I didn't like, or I thought they were okay. Like The Cross by Priest. Happen. Yeah, I thought The Cross was okay. It's really just not my type of music. Also, the music video was weird as shit.
yeah.
But that's totally up your alley. totally up your alley.
They're like the Euphorhythmics. Oh my god. Can't pronounce that name.
They're really weird. I sound like the doctor's mask from like those weird doctor's masks and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, no. Not the quaint kind, but like the German kind from like,
like the fucking like the plague doctor plague mask. Doctor
yeah, the mask. Plague doctor mask, yeah. And then Can't Stop. That one was okay. That song's literally fine. It's just not my type of music. And as I said earlier, I heard that a million times before. Just never knew where it came from. Like, I saw the views and I was listening to it. I'm like, wait, I've heard this like a billion times. It was probably in like some kind of like, I don't know. It was probably in a rock band game I played when I was younger. Or like
probably
some
racing game. Wasn't it like a hit when we were a lot younger? Yeah.
It was probably in some racing game. I know Quackity said he heard it in a racing game.
It was popular when you guys were younger.
Yeah, and then Rats.
We probably heard it on the radio all the goddamn time.
Yeah, and then Rats by Ghost. Holy shit, I did not like that at all.
Really?
I did not like it at all.
They're going to be a very popular band.
It just totally wasn't my... It wasn't at all. I just listened to it. I'm just like, this is not something I'd ever listened to. Right. So, I did not like that. So, yeah, now since we went over all that...
Wait, Diesel, do you want to give your thoughts on my suggestions?
Yeah,
first?
I want to have a discussion. I don't want to just hear Brandon's shitty opinions about music.
All right, okay, fuck
okay,
you.
Listen, Diesel, I kind of, like, agree with him. Like, fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers wasn't really my thing. It's fine. Cross, I kind of liked. Rats by Ghost, I thoroughly enjoyed. But fucking... Other than that, like, I don't think, like, he's entirely wrong. Like, it's not for everybody.
I get that. Some people can't get into, like, metal or rock.
Like, yeah, like, it's just not my type of music at all. Like,
yeah, like.
Cool. Like, I'm going to find rock that you will like at some point. I'm going to try my hardest.
Yeah, like, I'm big into everything, but, like, other than that, not a whole lot.
You know what I love?
What?
Screamo. Love it just as much as country music.
Fuck it. But Diesel, what did you think about my suggestions?
I didn't really like Mantra that much, but after that I went and I listened to like other ones of his songs because I was like curious. And honestly, I probably would have offered up Wool for Brandon to listen to.
Yeah, Wool, yeah. Actually, yeah. I won't suggest
actually,
that.
Actually, let me
video,
change that.
Fucking like I'm not gonna suggest that for the podcast, but Brandon, listen to Wool. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, okay. I would have said Wool instead of that one, just to get him into their old sweatshirt.
Yeah,
just
Earl
that song
like,
in particular wasn't, like, too banger for me.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
I just felt like it should have picked up, but it just never did. It felt really weird.
Yeah, that's fair.
Collard Greens is a classic, honestly. I fucking love
I'm surprised
greens.
I didn't hear that before. When I
yeah,
was
I'm surprised,
to
too.
Yeah, I hadn't, like, honestly, like, I didn't find it until last year, because that was when I got, like, way, way big into hip-hop. Like, I started getting into hip-hop, like, 2016, then really into it in 2017, and, like, even more now. It's like, but fuck, I'm surprised I didn't find it sooner.
Yeah, it's like a big, like, that's a big banger, especially at, like, parties. You'll hear that song a lot.
I remember, I was looking in the comments of the last podcast, like, the fucking first one without a guest. Somebody said that was fucking Schoolboy Q's worst song.
Someone also said your music taste was shit.
Yeah, he fucking, he said, like, quite listens to the worst rap. And you know what his fucking suggestions were?
What?
Well, like, not all of his suggestions were bad, but, like, the first one was the new J. Cole, and I really liked the new J. Cole. Like, decent to strong 7, but, like, if he says that's better than Earl Sweatshirt, like, fuck off, dude. Like, fuck off.
I don't know much about J. Cole. I just know that apparently he's really overrated, and I also know that some of the fanboys are insane. Like, there was two kids in one of my, I think it was my junior year math class. There was two kids in the class, and a new J. Cole album recently came out, and they were talking about it, and they were like, yeah, people who don't like it just don't understand J. Cole. The lyrics are great. Anybody who doesn't understand it is stupid. And I was sitting there listening, like, eavesdropping in the conversation, like, are you kidding me? Because
I don't want anybody to get me wrong, like, I like J. Cole, like, I listen to his music pretty frequently, but, like, he's not a god, in my opinion.
I think J. Cole's okay. I don't listen to much of J. Cole, but I think J. Cole's okay. But, like sitting there, like, sitting there circle jerking about, like, oh, if you don't understand J. Cole's album, you're just a simpleton. Like, oh, fuck off.
You are a plebeian if you do not understand his music.
It's not that deep. Like, I listen to his music, like, to be sad. Like, that's when I listen to J. Cole music.
Wait, why would you listen to J. Cole to be sad?
He has some, like, real, like, sad songs, and I'll sit down and listen to them. That or, like,
bro,
Frank Ocean.
Bro, just listen to Frank Ocean. Come on.
Yeah, Frank Ocean's, like, I'm getting ready to jump off the bridge. Okay, calm down.
Frank Ocean is like, you're about to write your suicide note.
Yeah, like
my suicide note beats Frank Ocean.
Oh my god.
And then lastly, I think that is not accurate to Middle of the Mall at all. But
really? That's what it sounded like to me. I was listening to it.
Diesel was highlighting the mumble rap thing.
Diesel, you have to
say it out loud.
I forgot. This is
when I was listening to it, it sounded like mumble rap to me. Like, I don't think it's mumble rap, but like that's what it sounded like to me.
I can understand like Fat Nick's contribution sounding kind of like mumble rap, but like Puya, like he was so fucking crisp and his flow was so good. Like that's like that was the part that I liked the most about that. But his verse is so short. Like him, he's 5'5".
Yeah. So it was like I listened to it. I'm like, this just sounds kind of like mumble rap. I'm gonna.
But Diesel, what did it sound like to you then? If not mumble rap.
I mean, I could understand it. I guess same. Brandon's just not as intelligent as me.
My God. All
right, Diesel. Okay, I bet you listen to J. Cole.
I only listen to Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty covers of Tyler, the Creator.
Who that boy? Who him is?
Oh, it's so bad.
But yeah, okay. Those are my complex opinions on that music.
Are we ready to talk about the mumble rapper? Actually, he's not really mumble rap, is he?
He's kind of, I suppose, but like
it's like half.
Okay. Right. Lil Pub.
Okay, so
Brandon wanted to talk about this. Brandon wanted to talk about this.
No, okay. I thought it'd be a great idea to come on here and talk about Lil Pump because two people in this call dislike Lil Pump, right? But one person really likes Lil Pump. And that one person is quite like Lil Pump. Now Diesel and I both say he's fucking awful, right? Now, we've said in the past that okay, he just lagged like shit on my end. But
are we good?
You lag like shit. Okay, you're fine. Okay. Diesel and I have said he's quote-unquote objectively bad. Now, obviously, we're exaggerating because you can't really call music objectively bad. But we think Lil Pump's really bad. So, quite defend yourself.
Okay, so I want to clarify, like, I'm not a fucking mega fan of Lil Pump. There are a lot of artists I'd rather listen to over him. But I think discrediting, like, what he makes and, like is trying to be something else that it's not trying to be is kind of, like, not like dishonest, but it's just kind of like it's not appreciating his music for what it is. For me, it's like, yes, it's dumbed down music, right? It's not intelligent, it's not lyrical, but it's musical. It's musical, like and it sounds nice to my ears. Like yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Like his production is undeniably solid in my opinion. Like his bangers are like some of the fucking hardest ones of like whatever year they're released in. Like fucking like you can't tell me that Boss or fucking I Shine are not good fucking bangers.
See, it must just be because I just don't like it at all. Like I really don't. I do not like Lil Pump's music.
Like,
I really don't.
His songs are like and like so fucking good at setting the mood that they try to set, which is like a grimy, sometimes spacey kind of vibe. Like D Rose is a lot more like spacey in my opinion, but like his V selection is almost always like super dark and like ominous, and I love it.
I think you can get much better than that out of other rappers that are like.
But if I'm going for those rappers, I'm looking for something different. If when I go to Lil Pump, I'm looking for
but
something
no,
that's not
Diesel's that, saying that you could find the same type of genre and style, but done better than Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Who?
I'd argue the XXXTentacion or Lil Uzi Vert do it better.
Uzi Vert's completely different fucking style than
Pump.
Hey,
what about 6ix9ine, guys? Am I right?
Fuck off. But Uzi, like, listen, Uzi has a completely fucking different style from Lil Pump. Same with X. Like, X does, like, a lot more fucking spoken stuff, like, and he's like, his shit is a lot more aggressive, like in a fuck ton of ways. Like I'm looking
I
when I listen to Uzi and I listen to X, I'm like, I'm looking for different things in them.
Like, I also don't like. I mean, like outside of his music, I don't like the way Lil Pump behaves. Outside of that,
yeah,
I think it's fucking hilarious.
I was literally just about to bring that up.
Well, he literally
so if you're
got
going 70 miles
got
and you're an hour away. How long is it gonna take? Or like
70.
70 ninja.
But like he literally got arrested for possessing like a whole bag of fucking weed. His mom also got arrested for it because he's a minor.
Dude, I like I know that's like it's dumb,
and
but
then,
it's fucking hilarious.
Isn't there a video of him shooting a gun out of a fucking car?
Yeah, there's one of him like at like an intersection or something and just shoots it in the air.
Well, that could still fucking like come down and hit something. You know, same when you're like shooting it out of a fucking car, like that could still hit something. You know, it's a combination between his music being bad, in my opinion, and also the way he behaves outside of his music. Like, I saw one clip where he was talking to a kid who was a fan of him, and he was like, he's been a really nice dude. But, like, it's like, that doesn't just make up for the fact that the dude, like, goes around shooting fucking cars out of his
shooting cars out of his gun.
It's a GTA 5 mod. He's sitting there, shooting fucking bullets out of his car window. And it's like bonk. Like, that's, like, the equivalent.
I appreciate his hustle to, like, try and pick up Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, wait, didn't he say on Twitter that, like, fucking he's not with iCarly no more because she cheated on him?
They weren't together to begin with.
Yes, no, they were. They were together.
They were together?
You can never shake my foundation, my headcanon.
What? Okay, stop.
What's your evidence that Lil Pump and iCarly were dating?
Lil Pump said, me and iCarly broke up. I ain't with that hoe no more.
That's bad ever.
He has a body pillow and it has Miranda Cosgrove's face, like, stapled to it.
That's the equivalent. He just, like, broke. He just shot the pillow.
And he walked in on Lil Xan cuddling the pillow.
Oh my god.
Okay, but, you know, so poopy dee scoop, scoopty whoopty, poopty scoopity, scoopity whoopity, scoop. Whoop, 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 whoop. I can't believe this is real. Like, we were talking about bad lyrics, but I looked this up and I found out it was from the Kanye song, and I listened to that and I'm just like, oh, Kanye.
Oh, do you remember on the end of fucking J. Cole's album how, like, fucking he like was like supposedly called out fucking Lil Pump and Smoke Purp and all those guys?
Really? J. Cole called them out?
Well, like, not directly. Like, he just kind of, like, did, like, the generation as a whole, and he's like, if the shoe fits. But, fucking Smoke Purp, like, he responded by, like, hopping on, like, that's Kanye song. And he's like, all right, they saying Smoke Purp ain't lyrical at all and shit, right? So I'm about to get real lyrical. And then, like, Kanye West tweeted this out saying that he liked J. Cole, but he also loved where Smoke Purp took his flow. And essentially, the whole song was just, like, Smoke Purp going, it's get it! Hey! It's get it! Hey! Like, literally the whole song.
When does Kendrick's album come out?
Wait, Kendrick's?
Yeah, or I'm just curious. Oh, not Kendrick. Kanye, my bad. Yeah.
Summer, like June. He has two albums coming out. One with Kid Cudi and one solo. I think his solo album's only 7 songs.
When does it come out, though?
He tweeted about it.
I want to know how much Kanye memes we're going to get before it comes out. He's gonna deactivate.
How many Kanye memes before the ultimate one comes out?
Yeah, to the ultimate meme. Okay, so I think we've debated enough about that. I think we've talked enough about it. So now, before you listen any further, we're going to be talking about Infinity War spoilers. So if you don't want it spoiled, you need to leave now. Like right now, I'm going to give you 10 seconds or 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every fucking person you love dies in that fucking movie. All right.
Fuck, you went way too quick, Brandon. You went way too quick.
You went too fast. Fine.
I gave enough warning. All right.
They should have left already. That's their problem now. Fuck.
Yeah, I gave enough warning. I also put in a pinned comment, spoiler alert, at this timestamp. All right. I gave enough warning. Every character you've ever loved in Marvel, dead. They all died.
Well, not all of them. Like half.
Not all of them. Well, half not of all them of them. Turn into
no,
leaves.
There was a poster. Leaves. There was a poster I saw. Of like comparing like who made it through the movie or not. One second. Marvel movie poster after death, and it was like over half the characters gone.
Oh yeah, like almost like more over half the cast. Like pretty much all the Guardians, only Raccoon's left. What was interesting was that like all of the original Avengers are still alive.
Yeah. See, that's what was interesting about it, because I assumed in going to the movie that like okay they're gonna kill off the old ones. Because they're old, right? They're pretty much done. They've run their course. And they're going to introduce the new ones. And they're going to win the fight. And they're going to beat everything, right? That wasn't the case in the first movie. They just decided to kill all of the new ones and then keep the old ones around. So that was interesting. Whose deaths are permanent, by the way? Do you think Vision's is permanent?
I feel like Vision's might be. Guardians 3
no,
said, like,
somebody who fuck okay, I didn't watch Black
like,
Panther. Who was the
I
character?
Feel like but everybody could be brought back to life and I
Everybody can be brought back to life, but they can't bring everybody back to life. Otherwise, it will literally mean nothing.
Well,
but,
Loki's definitely. I think Loki's dead. I don't think Loki's coming back.
I think Loki's dead too. But what I think is going to happen is like I think they're going to bring some of them back, and like the old guard is going. Like some of the old guards going to die in the process of that to give them the last hurrah. That's the reason they were the ones who survived.
Yeah,
so that they could, like,
yeah.
Have their
I think
big hoopla in Avengers 4.
I think Iron Man's to go potentially.
I don't know if Robert Downey Jr. fucking renegotiates his contract. I think he's
see.
Saying.
I did see articles about him considering doing a fourth Iron Man, so it might not. He might not go. Who knows with that, but I'm trying to find out Infinity War who lives. Let's see.
Infinity War who lives.
Who lives?
The old guard, Nebula, War Machine. I think that's it.
Wait,
I think that's actually it.
Or who died?
What? All the Guardians except for Raccoon, except for Rocket, Spider-Man, who else? Doctor Strange. Black Panther.
Well, see, when Doctor Strange died, he before he died, he looked at like all the alternate endings. So like he obviously had a plan with that. It was like
he's lining it up. I forgot where I heard it, but I think he's like the only way was like for him to give him the Time Stone so that like at least so that all of them would live on the planet. Then like he had to leave it to chance, like who would get erased. That being Tony Stark being the one who would get to live.
He knew who would get erased.
He knew who would get erased. And then, like, he had to, like, set everything in motion so that, like, he could correct everything later.
Who's Gamora's sister again?
Nebula.
She's still alive.
She's still alive with Tony. I don't know how they're going to get back to Earth.
Well, I mean, Nebula came on a spaceship, so.
Yeah, but she crashed it into Thanos.
It might still work.
Tony Stark could fix it.
They might have a fucking beacon or some shit.
Iron Man could fix it, and then Iron Man's probably gonna fix his suit in the planet too because it's made of nanobots. He's probably just gonna have the nanobots make more nanobots out of all the broken parts and shit. But everyone who lived would be Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Hulk, War Machine, Rocket and Nebula, and fuck. I didn't watch Black Panther, so I have no idea how to pronounce these names.
I'm not gonna
M'Baku
even try.
And, I don't know how to say the one.
Okay, and
that nope. The, I know the last one is M'Baku or something like that.
M'Baku.
M'Baku. I feel bad.
I feel so shit not being able to pronounce names.
I feel like an asshole.
Yeah, but okay. So in Black Panther, you remember the character who was working on Vision's head to like
Shuri.
Yeah. She apparently, from what I've heard from people, she was downloading his brain as well with the final thing. Like, that's what she was doing or something like that. That could just be a huge stretch, but that's what I've heard. I think Vision's going to come back. Gamora definitely comes back because it's Volume 3 for Guardians of the Galaxy.
The thing is, though, like, James Gunn, the director of that, said there's going to be major, major cast switch-ups. So, like, they're going to shake it up bad, so she might stay dead. Some of the other Guardians might stay dead as well, if they're shaking it up that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
Gamora's death is permanent.
Like the thing is with these fucking like Marvel movies is that they only do them in trilogies. Like there's never been like more than three Marvel movies per character.
That's true.
Like, if this is the last one, Gamora dying would like be fine because like she doesn't have to do any more. Well, not fine, but like fine.
The thing is, it would ruin the dynamic of movie. Yeah. I think every single character on that ship plays a role in the dynamic of the comedy.
Then they just create new. New dynamics.
Yeah, James Gunn could just have a different character or not fill the spot, and the movie could be about stuff like that, and that could be part of Star-Lord's character.
Yeah, I guess.
Or Star-Lord stays dead, too.
Okay, he's not going to stay dead. Everyone who's been erased is coming back for sure. The only things that... All the people who died to other causes, they might not come back. So, like, Loki...
By the way...
Loki's... What?
You actually keep... Just finish first.
Loki's definitely not going to come back. Vision might not come back. Or Loki could come back. Who fucking knows? He's come back so many times.
He's come back like at least three times.
Gamora, I think what's going to happen is they're going to trade the Soul Stone for Gamora. Or Nebula's going to trade her life for Gamora. That could happen as well. I think Gamora's coming back, though. I think that the writers and directors are trying to like make it so the deaths seem more real. So there's more hype for the next movie. Because... One of the, I can't remember if it was the writer or director, or somebody from the team who made Infinity War came out and said, the deaths are very real. So, even though they're not real, they're just not. You're not going to kill, you know, half the fucking people.
Yeah, Black Panther just had a movie.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's still playing in the theaters when I went to go see Infinity War.
Yeah.
To me,
they're not going
to
kill Black Panther.
I feel like some of them are going to stay permanent, and then, like, the old guard is going to lose some, too, because, like, for them to justify bringing back the characters, they have to make it seem like it actually costs something to bring them back. Like,
yeah.
The loss of life and, like, the process of it, or, like, trading lives directly or some shit.
Oh, you're right. No, okay, I just scrolled down to this article.
It's a really big truck.
I just scrolled down to this article. The character's called Shuri. Pepper Potts is still alive, apparently. That's just speculation. Captain Marvel... We're not even thinking about that.
Yeah, with Captain Marvel. Like, where does she factor?
Fuck,
in?
That shakes up.
Before
our,
I forget,
that shakes
I
up
forget.
Our entire theory.
Before we do that, I just have to say. So me and Brandon were in a call before we were going to see the movie because we saw the movie on the same day, and Brandon said they're definitely not going to kill Spider-Man. They're not going to kill Spider-Man.
I didn't.
And
think
I was right.
Kill him.
I was right. I was right. I was right.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't think they killed Spider-Man because it didn't make much sense. But clearly they killed him. They're going to bring him back. Because the movie for Spider-Man's scheduled to come out.
Oh, yeah. They're totally going to bring... They're almost definitely going to bring Spider-Man
back. No, they're bringing
back.
Spider-Man
but
back.
I was right. But I was right. But I was right.
You
guys okay, to be fair...
fucking nerds.
To be fair, I didn't expect them to kill half of the fucking cast. All right?
Yeah. Like, I've done some reading. Okay. I've done, like, a little bit of reading on the comics. Pretty light. So, like, I knew a little bit about what happened to the Infinity Gauntlet storyline. But... I didn't know the specifics.
I need to complain
so
about this
guard.
Movie, so I'm going to derail all this nerd theory crap. Like,
boy.
Am I the only one that sat there in the theater and was like, oh, these deaths don't really mean anything because it's literally, like, a glove that can fix everything.
No,
so, like,
okay,
at the end
so...
of the movie when they died or, like, turned to, like, leaves, I was just like, okay, well, they can just use the glove and make
okay, first
like,
off, the glove that glove is broken.
They could just make a new one.
Yeah, I know. They're most likely to make a new one because they foreshadowed it with the glove
the
gauntlet
template?
Mold. Yeah, the template and the... What was that called?
In the Peter Dinklage...
the Peter Dinklage fucking Star
Which
Wars
was fucking
looking
hilarious,
ass fireplace.
Though,
yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah. The reason I was like, what the fuck? Because I wasn't expecting it at all. I wasn't expecting it because I didn't read the comics and... I sure as hell didn't think they'd kill half the fucking characters.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't either. Like, it still caught me off guard, even though, like, I kind of suspected it going in.
Yeah, and, like, the only spoiler I had is I saw some dude the day before post, "I don't feel too good, Mr. Stark." That was it. And I was waiting for that the entire movie. And it was towards the end, and it was like, ah, great. So...
Oh, yeah, I remember fucking, I didn't think too much of it at the time, but, like, I had it spoiled for me without even realizing. Like, some dude listed off every single person who died in the movie, and I didn't realize it was real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you just wouldn't expect that many to fucking die. Oh, apparently
yeah,
Valkyrie.
No, I didn't.
I don't know what Valkyrie's going to come back in, because she was on that ship with Thor.
She's alive.
Yeah, that's strange. She's just nowhere to be seen. Ant-Man?
Ant-Man and Hawkeye were mentioned at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
both
they were
on
mentioned
House arrest because, like, apparently, like, being separated from their families in the universe made them like was too hard for them, so they cut a deal with the government.
Yeah, that's what happened to Ant-Man. Ant-Man actually breaks. Yeah, I don't know about Hawkeye. I didn't listen to that, but I think Ant-Man actually breaks his house arrest in the next movie for Ant-Man.
Yeah, probably
with a trailer. I think they showed that. But. Yeah, lots of people died. It's just interesting to think who's gonna like actually die. Does Captain America, Steve Rogers, Chris Evans?
Yes.
Does he have another movie?
Yes. I don't think he's getting another movie. No, he's already had his three.
Yeah, and like his character kind of shifted. What
his character arc is definitely not done yet, though. That's for sure.
Okay. So you guys heard the thing they said about, like, characters that didn't have too big of a role in this movie were going to have a bigger role in part four, right?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, earlier in the podcast, I mentioned there was, like, some major characters that I thought they didn't use well enough. Captain America was that character. Like, the Russo brothers made, like, the only other two movies they'd done for the Marvel Universe were, like, Captain America's last two movies, and they were fantastic. But he was so underutilized in this movie, I felt. Like, he didn't really have any big role. Like, Thor had a space odyssey, so did fucking Iron Man. And, like... but Captain America just kind of He had a good intro fight scene, yeah, and he didn't do a whole lot afterwards.
Yeah, because it's like the whole point of Captain America over there was just like he kind of like had his own posse, and then like he helped. He was protecting them. That was like the plot for him. I'm assuming next movie he'll have a huge role.
Oh yeah, I hope so, because like fuck, I love that character.
I can't believe it's so weird to me that Thor gets a fucking hammer at the end that just can obliterate him, but doesn't do it. And then
he has like an axe, and like he just a little bit higher, and it would have all been good.
Yeah. I also, the one thing about the axe that kind of frustrates me is the fact that it looks flimsy as shit because it's made out of like teenage Groot arms. So
well,
it's
I
like
feel magic.
Well, I mean, I feel it is magic.
I know
so
magic,
like,
but it just looks flimsy. And it's just like, oh, it's gonna snap.
I thought it looked kind of dope.
I thought it looked interesting, but it was just like it looked flimsy.
Oh, yeah, somebody, I think it was Mr. Sunday Movies, but he mentioned, so apparently Groot's worthy because he picked up the pieces of the axe.
Oh, fuck, that's right. That's
Groot's
right.
Worthy.
Groot is worthy. Teenage Groot, apparently.
I mean, I guess the argument for that would be the axe wasn't put together and made magic yet.
He's a tree. He's always worthy. I love those arguments about, like, what's worthy, like, with the hammer, like, when he hangs it on the coat rack. It's like, the coat rack is worthy.
The elevator is worthy.
Yes.
God. What else do I have to say about this? Except
I have another
done.
Weird...
Oh,
you're
like
Mr.
Bit,
Not
you,
Fun.
You to bitch anymore?
Yeah,
bitch
no. More? Okay, so this was in the Red Letter Media, like, conversation about Infinity War. And when Rich Evans said this, I, like, lost my fucking mind. Because they were like, why doesn't Thanos just take the glove and make, like, infinite resources?
Oh my fucking god, you're right. You're fucking right.
Well, I mean, if I... Yeah, that's
now
a
that
good
pisses
point.
Me off.
But the, but I mean, like, the thing is, in the movie, we didn't really see it create too much. It could just move places, create illusions that were undid, or transform things. It didn't really create things.
But if you could usually, kill half of fucking humanity and turn them to ash with a snap
yeah,
of your fingers...
Yeah, it was used to
think?
Destroy them. It was only used to destroy things. Like, you didn't see it, like, create a whole lot or anything.
Quite, this is a magical glove that can do anything. I'm pretty sure it can do that.
Okay, to be fair, okay, what were the... exact Infinity Stones. We had space, we had
space,
soul,
time,
we had
mind power,
time, power, and there were six, wasn't there?
Reality and fucking what was
that's
the
all
last
of them.
One?
Space, time, reality, soul.
I'm gonna Google these just so we
yeah,
have a
Google
list.
Them. So like I think see most likely it probably can't create because it's missing
okay,
a stone.
First of all, you're thinking into this too much.
I am.
Turned them into leaves.
But at the same time, yeah, okay, no, he didn't turn them into leaves. It was ashes or something. Who fucking knows?
Like, they were literally just disintegrated. Like, there was no fucking creation there. They were destroyed.
So, it's like, see, you can't bring up the argument about, like, why didn't he just give infinite resources or give more resources? You can't bring that argument up and then not bring the other argument up into it because you're already digging deep into it. So
yeah, like we've already seen like fucking like the reality stone, the one that could potentially like create all that shit. In the Thor movie it was introduced in, all it did was like break stuff.
Yeah, it only makes illusions too. It alters
it's
your
not
reality.
It's not illusion. I think
they're not all like
reality.
Like the big stuff
like
was illusions, but like the small, it could only do it like real things on a small scale. It looked like
yeah.
Turn things into bubbles or.
Yeah,
make
but you
people
had,
into spaghetti.
I guess
and
the
then those things
make
came
that,
undone when he left.
Yeah, and I guess the argument you can make for that as well is it's like, if he has all the Infinity Stones, why can't he just channel the power because he killed everyone with like a snap of his fingers?
Then there'd be no movie.
And then again,
that's
like,
this is all solved by that. Like, this
like
is
fucking
no
the, infi-
yeah,
like the Infinity
it's
Gauntlet.
Just because it needs a movie.
The Infinity Gauntlet was fried by him destroying a bunch of stuff. Now imagine if he tried to create even more shit. Like, do you think that would fry it even further? Like, could the gauntlet handle that power?
I mean, it might kill him in the process.
Well, the stone. So the stones handled the power, but not the actual gauntlet. So basically, he can still control shit, but he's never really do the same thing again with that gauntlet. He has to get a new one. But now here's the question: what is he gonna do? Who's gonna wield the gauntlet to fix everything?
I feel like. Maybe if, like, are we going to count, like, characters that, like, are only alive still or that might come back alive?
Well, see, you would have to get the characters, you'd have to get the characters who are currently alive, the ones who we think are going to be coming in the next one. Because you can't get the ones who are currently dead because they wouldn't be able to wield the gauntlet to fix themselves because they're dead.
Maybe.
So,
I don't know.
Maybe Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah, maybe Captain Marvel. If we're thinking like people like who are dead now, I was thinking maybe Star-Lord could, because he's still part Celestial.
Oh, fuck, even,
like,
right.
That probably gives him some extra resistance, but honestly, dead. I don't know if his body could handle it. Thor.
No, I was thinking Thor as well, but that's Thor, too obvious. I think, no, I don't...
Someone else.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. Captain it might be Marvel. Valkyrie.
I mean, in the comics, do you know who Adam Warlock is?
Yeah, no. Yeah. He was, like, in the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 2 post-credit, right?
Was he? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was. Like, there was, like, 6 after-credit scenes, and one of them was, like, Adam Warlock.
You know what really annoyed me about that movie?
What?
The fucking credits. Like, I'm glad they credited everybody, you know? But they didn't have to make it be, like, 15 fucking minutes the runtime.
There's a lot of people that go into making a movie, bud.
I know, but it was just, like... Oh my god! It was just, I didn't expect it to be that long. There was a lot of fucking people, and I was like, I just want to watch the post credit scene. That's all I want. But how many Marvel movies come out next year?
Next year only like 3 come out next year.
How many come out this year?
3 as well, I think.
What else comes out?
Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I think that's it.
Oh yeah, that's true. Wait, how is that gonna? Oh no, because that's gonna be taking place while it's all happening.
While that's all happening, or maybe before. Even before. It might even be before.
Yeah.
Ant-Man's gonna end and the Wasp is just gonna go poof.
Fucking Captain Marvel's set during the 90s, apparently.
Yeah, that's a total prequel.
Yeah, that goes to the 90s, and then I hope that explains why Captain Marvel has just been like gone the entire time.
Yeah. Phil Coulson's gonna be in that one, and I'm really excited for it. And apparently
Do you watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. Apparently, Ronan's going to be in it, too, like the villain from Guardians 1.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Because,
like, Captain Marvel is, like, she's big in, like, her history is, like, super tied in with the Kree, which were, like, a big player in Guardians 1 as well. So, like, that would make sense.
Well, can we talk about Red Skull's cameo?
Oh, my God! I fucking, like, just freaked the fuck out in the middle of the
video. I was like, who's that guy?
What?!
It's been a while since I saw the first Avenger.
Like, I didn't think they were going to do anything with him, but, like, when I saw the Red Skull, like, I just started squirming in my seat.
I saw it, I was like, who the fuck is that? And I was like, was that, like, a movie I missed?
I'm still confused. I'm with Diesel. Who the fuck is that? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, Red Skull? In Captain America 1, the villain was Red Skull, right? He was, like, a World War II era, like, Nazi villain, right? The leader of Hydra. And, like, the whole, like, battle over the, in Captain America 1, like, the whole plot was based around the Tesseract, which is the Space Stone.
Yeah.
And so, like, at the very end, Red Skull grabs the Space Stone with, like, his bare hand or, like, just his gloved hand, and it transports him to the other side of space, right? And it rejected him. And because of that, he was cursed to, like, lead people to, like, the things he couldn't gain. Because he was collecting the Infinity Stones as well.
Okay. Now I know you're talking about. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I was wondering why. So the cameo was really cool. Okay, yeah, I know you're talking about now. I just need to know what character you're talking about. No, I know. I think it's pretty good. Anybody else have anything to say?
Spaguda.
Your mom, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you all for watching this episode of Loud Mouse. I hope you'd enjoy. If you did, drop a like down below. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. Rate us on SoundCloud. Actually, you can rate in SoundCloud. Give us a heart in SoundCloud. Subscribe on iTunes and rate the podcast on iTunes. And yeah, anything else you guys gonna say?
I said my piece.
I did.
Yeah, okay, man. We all said our piece. Catch us in the next one on the next upload. We upload every Tuesday and Saturday. The end.